Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, November 17th, 2023. Last Friday before the big Turkey Day, 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson, as we are each and every Friday. And this week, Caleb Rice returns. Sean is off sick this week, but we will hope he'll be back next Friday, so we get well soon. Lots to talk about here tonight. Lots has happened in the last week. You know one thing we're going to talk about, but we should make the announcements here. This just happened this morning. All week I was saying we were going to have a big announcement on the show, or we were not going to have a big announcement. On Monday, I got a phone call. I knew there was going to be a follow-up phone call on Thursday. The phone call happened last night, and this morning, Cheryl Wickersham from downtown Marion called live this morning at 8:30 on the show and announced that we will be doing the not only the tree lighting in Caledonia, which will happen on December the 9th at 6:15 p.m., but we now will be lighting the tree in Marion on November 25th at 7 p.m. It's going to follow the big truck lighted parade, and this morning on the air, you can listen to the interview. I think Matt was here for this, or pretty close to the building at that point. He overslept just a little bit, but we've become used to that. Cheryl said that last year they had 3,000 people at the event for the tree lighting. And this year they're going to have over 3,000 people. So we are going to be there. Now here's what's going to happen in Marion. I'm going to get up and I'm going to introduce a lady, a representative from downtown Marion named Andrea Mullins. And she's going to tell us a little bit about downtown Marion. Then I'm going to do Twas the Night Before Christmas. And then we're going to have two elves in Marion. See, in Caledonia we're going to have a reindeer and an elf. In Marion we're going to have two elves. And Carrington and Matt will be there, and they're going to sing in front of over 3,000 people in Founders Park in front of the Christmas tree. It is going to be a happening. And as I was saying earlier today, the Popcorn Festival did not draw 3,000 people to the stage at any one time. So you two will be the vocal event of the year, the biggest attended vocal event of the year, when we light this Christmas tree in 9 days. Now, see, aren't you glad we practiced last week now? Because now we've only got 9 days. We're going to be down there in downtown Marion. Oh, no, she's crying.
I just never know what to expect when I show up here.
I'm so sorry. I made her cry right before Thanksgiving.
I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
Oh, I feel terrible
now. I'm not crying.
You've teared up?
No, I have not teared up.
Are those tears of joy?
Oh, they're...
You'll never have an event like this in your life.
Tears of excitement.
So they'll sing their two little songs, which are Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Now, your mom and dad, now they better drag themselves down to this event. This is in Marion.
Yeah, they're probably finding out about it as we speak.
Hey,
as
mom and dad, get down there. This is going to be the event of the century, really. And this is the first time it's ever been done in downtown Marion. 3,000 people normally have just come to the park, and they've just lit the tree. But they want a ceremony, so they came to the right person. And boy, it's going to happen this year. Over 3,000 people, can you believe that? That's going to be so much fun.
It's exciting, isn't it?
That's exciting.
Yeah, I know, it's something.
That's like stand beside yourself exciting.
Yes, yeah. It's like I'm standing off the stage, not singing, and I'll be in the audience. I can be like, come on,
no,
everyone,
no,
sing
no. You'll be there. You'll be front and center in front of the big tree.
Oh, good.
And we'll be right there on Church Street. Founders Park is right on Church Street, and it's got trees in it, and I think the Grinch is going to be there, and Santa Claus is going to be there, and oh, my, it's going to be something. So Matt and I talked about it all morning. He's excited.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be great.
We're going to be great. And Carrington, now that you knew about it partially. So what do you think?
I feel bad for everyone there who has to listen to the vocal stylings of Carrington and Matt, if I'm being honest. Everyone,
no.
This
see,
is your sign right now. Please sing along. Please.
Now see, right there, we've already got a change up to make. Carrington and Matt will not be there. No.
Oh.
No.
I'm sorry.
It'll be the two elves.
Okay.
Now, you might not like this. We've had to change elves' names.
What?
Yes. Because of something else we're going to get into here momentarily, which is the fruitcake toss.
Okay.
So, to promote the fruitcake toss, we felt that our elves here at the station... Well, let me give you this little introduction, then we'll kind of backtrack to where we are. The fruitcake toss will be happening here on Thursday night, December 14th, 7 p.m. We've already got 24 people in the fruitcake toss. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be rushed.
It's going to be a big, big show. We've got Ted, Adam, Commissioner Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, County Commissioner, Andy Apatheller, County Commissioner, Sarah Chip, Mr. Neal, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, Bill Collins, the mayor-elect, Mary Ellen Withrow will be out there throwing a fruitcake that night. Former Mayor Jack Kellogg, the longest-serving mayor in Marion history. Fruitcake Lily, who's 10 years old. This will be her third year. Pastor Craig, Golden Voice Ted Williams, and Sheila Evans so far in the fruitcake toss. And that's only 5 days, and we've still got 3 weeks to go. Now, here's where we're getting to the elf thing, because we felt that after 4 years of doing this, that the fruitcake toss needed a mascot.
Oh.
And we've decided that the fruitcake toss mascot will be the WGH elf, Christmas elf.
Okay.
And the WGH Christmas elf.
I don't like how I'm hearing elf, not elves.
No, it's elves. It's elves.
Okay,
it's
I
elves.
Just heard elf over and over.
No,
I was like, this gotta be a plural.
It's elves. It's elves. And because we throw the Claxton fruitcake. That's right. That's what we throw. So, we'll start here. Matt named himself earlier on. Matt's elf name is...
They wanted me to pick an elf name, and I was like, what about Claxton? I'm looking Claxton. Over there, and I see a Claxton fruitcake.
Claxton the elf, right
okay.
there. So, I named you.
Okay.
Now, your elf...
I thought I named myself last week.
No, but see, it doesn't have anything to do with fruitcakes.
Why do I need a fruitcake name?
Because you're going to be the official mascot, one of the official mascots.
What's my name?
You'll love this. Do you like rap?
Rap? No.
You don't?
No.
Well, then you'll really love this.
Okay, good.
It's Fruity C.
Oh, good.
Fruity C.
Fruity
you like
C,
it?
Fruity C in Claxton. Okay.
I can see that you love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's giving you that impression.
No. What's wrong with Fruity C?
It does sound like a rapper. The rapping elf? That's interesting.
No, you're just a fruitcake elf. I didn't want to call you fruitcake. That seems a little bland.
Yeah, it's to the point for sure. Yeah. Fruity C.
Fruity C. So we got Fruity C in Claxton, the WGH elves, who will also be in Caledonia and...
Marion. Okay, I got it.
So it's big.
I'm up to speed.
So that's where we are at this particular point.
Okay.
So the holidays are really going to be something around here. Now, Santa Claus will be at both of these events, is my understanding. Santa Claus ends the parade, which we will follow in Marion. After all the trucks, which are all lit up, go through, Santa Claus is in a sleigh at the end, and then we have the Christmas tree lighting, and whoop-de-doo, there Christmas starts.
Yay!
So what's your feeling on this?
About kicking off Christmas in Marion?
Yeah! You never dreamed.
I did not.
Last Christmas, but this year you'd be part of the Christmas.
I'm excited to see how it plays out. I'm excited to see what happens.
It's going to be fun.
Is it just there's a little truck parade and then...
Not a little truck parade.
A big truck
big
parade.
Big truck
are
parade.
Are there, like, vendors? Like, are the people going to be able to eat?
You know, I don't know how they do that down there. I think the businesses will be open.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious if it's, like...
It's a big night down
tree.
There. Oh, yeah, they
That's
ran
cool.
down a whole... No. Well, that day is the day of the Ohio State-Michigan game, so I don't think during the day they do a lot, but they draw a big crowd because everybody stays in town.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the game is over, they all come downtown.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, and I will, too.
At Fruity C.
Fruity C in Claxton.
Fruity C in Claxton. Oh, it's going to be... Oh, you know what? You've never seen anything like this.
Definitely not.
Now, you have a little apprehension. We talked about the other night because you feel Matt's going to strand you.
I am scared of that, yeah. I'm a little more...
He told us he's good. He told us we're going to have microphones, too.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to hold the mic in front of your face because I'll have to have a mic from... I'm emceeing the event.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and I am a little nervous that Matt's going to... kind of background and let me sing
like
alone.
I said so long as I know the song, and he said that we already chose the songs and the Jingle Bells and We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and I know both of those are both simple songs, so I got that.
Okay, all right. I hope
you got
so.
It
yeah
okay
I hope so,
because we can't screw up the start of Christmas 2 days after Thanksgiving.
They'll never invite us back.
No,
Yeah, it's the pressure's on.
And this will be something we'll be doing forever.
Forever?
Till we die.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those long-term events.
Right,
don't you want to be part of ringing in the season of Christmas in Marion?
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
Well, what else you got to do?
I don't know yet.
No.
I'll let you know next.
You don't have much to
November
do.
November 26th.
You don't have much to do. Now, Caleb, as you hear all these events as a spectator, what do you think?
I mean, I'm excited. I get to hear you sing not once, but twice.
Oh, it's exciting.
You better be singing along with us.
In the crowd, I'm sure.
So now you're going to be there on the 25th. We just talked a little bit about this, right?
Right.
Right. You're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Okay. He's going to be there.
Okay, perfect.
And he's definitely going to be at the Caledonia event because he lives over there.
Right, naturally.
Okay. So it's going to be gigantic. The holidays are going to kick off starting Thanksgiving night, and we're going to start rolling because we've got a show the next night. We'll be doing this show next week. Boy, next week your knees will really be knocking because we'll be like 24 hours away from the thing.
Yeah. No, we're going to be on the eve of the big event.
The eve. Right between Thanksgiving and the big tree lighting will be this show next week.
This is a really big time commitment being on this radio.
You know, I was talking to Matt about that earlier. December is the busiest month.
Yeah.
You know, January, February, March, nothing.
We're going to dwindle out a little
bit. Well, there's
bit.
Just nothing going on in those months.
Yeah, they're the worst months. Yeah, do you guys think that? Do you have least favorite months? Like, I really hate the springtime.
Well, you sounded like you hate this month because what is a real time commitment?
No, that was a little joke. Come on, just laugh with me. This is a good, you know, it's fun, festive. Like, January, you're
right. Where
else?
You
are
going to have
on.
Memories for the rest of your life.
I know,
life.
I'm excited.
When you have
I'm
little,
excited.
When
I
you,
can't let you know that I'm too excited, though.
We're going to have a whole conversation because you and I had a thing happen yesterday that I, you know what, I'm not even totally sure why I did that, but we're going to talk about this.
I couldn't believe you agreed.
I can't believe I agreed to that either.
That was crazy.
Especially,
are you feeling okay?
Not really. But we're going to get into the whole thing as time goes on here. But I'm telling you, I told a little bit of it this morning.
I heard. There was a Lorax-like man that came to the pharmacy today and let me know that.
Really?
Yes. He was talking
word
to me
travels.
About
I can't say anything.
He was talking about it, and he was suggesting other places where this thing should have happened, so...
It should have not happened there.
That's what he said. He had other opinions. We'll get to it.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe that happened. But in any event, this is all going to happen. This is what's coming up. There was something else I wanted to mention there before we got into this. Who knows? Can't remember now. Right on my head.
Claxton for DC coming out.
Claxton and for DC. But I was just, you've reassured her that everything's going to be okay.
Yep.
And we're going to be fine.
Okay.
So you're going to eat big on Thanksgiving and feel fine and be happy.
Yep.
You're not in the fruitcake toss yet. You need to get to somebody to nominate you.
Okay.
Don't you want to toss a fruitcake?
Well, sure, absolutely.
Nominations. I did speak to Donovan, but he said...
Oh, Donovan Bauer, our fruitcake champion, but 72 feet.
He said that he had to work that day, so he would not be able to make it.
He knows that he has to work December 14th already?
Yeah.
Is
I know.
He still working at Donato's?
No, he works in Delaware now.
Oh, well, that's probably why he knows. He's working a different job.
Yeah.
Well, our fruitcake champion will not be there. But that was 2 years ago. He's just the record holder.
Yeah, I told him that he still holds the record.
72 feet he tossed that fruitcake. That's amazing to me.
I told him, what's the second place?
Feet-wise?
Yeah.
Well, I know last year Ed won with 61 feet.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Most people get in the 40 to 55.
So I had told him that nobody even has come close to his record, and that he still holds the record. And he said, I'll just pull it up real fast.
Yeah, pull up that conversation with Donovan Bauer. Is that his name?
I said, by the way, you still hold the record. I don't think anyone has come close to it. And he said, I'm pretty sure I can beat that record as well, Lowell. I don't think I threw it as far as I could.
What is he, a powerhouse or something?
I guess so.
This is a skinny little kid.
Really?
Yeah, he was even tinier 2 years ago. He's not really a strength man.
Judging by his Facebook, he plays baseball. He might have been like a pitcher or something.
Underhand.
He might have just pitched it underhand. I don't know.
I'm telling you, we had a 650-pound guy out there. We had big, brutally men who tossed it that night, and this kid walked up from Donato's. I think at the time he was 19, probably weighed 130 pounds, and threw that thing 72 feet.
Good for him.
And he looked like pipe cleaner arms. I mean, he wasn't like some bodybuilder or anything. It was shocking.
It's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's about the size of the fight and the dog, you know what I'm saying?
Well, this is the question. Because we never have separated women or age or anything like that, and a lot of people think we should, and I don't think we should. And you, coming in this year, be your first year, but you've claimed to be a powerhouse at times.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I did win a tractor pedal pull back when I was like 11 or 12, and that was not sorted by age.
A tractor pedal pull?
Yes. Oh. At the fair. You just like get on a little tractor and you pull this like weighted box that gains weight as you pedal.
Well, I was telling Matt earlier, I think you told us one time you went to the gym or something.
I've gone to the gym once or twice.
Okay, so is this, I mean, are you like strong? Are you going to step in as a woman and for all women, beat all these men and be the fruitcake champion? We've never had a woman.
Be a fruitcake champion.
Be the champion.
I'm not sure. I haven't practiced. I have never thrown a fruitcake. I don't know my own
abilities. You don't have to throw it, but that's what it feels like.
I know, but I don't have a good gauge just from feeling it. I need...
But are you arm strong? Because you're kind of hard to gauge, because you're like pipe cleaners.
Yes.
So I don't know. Are you like strong?
I don't know. At work, I'm the muscles of the establishment. Yeah, anytime there's some heavy lifting that needs done, they're like, hey, Carrington, we need you to do this. So.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends who you ask.
So you got like the biceps.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll hope.
We'll see. We'll find out.
We'll find out on fruitcake night. Fruity C could win the whole fruitcake toss.
1 pound brick of fruitcake.
Okay. Well, let's just get into it, because apparently people have come up to you at work today, and I brought it up this morning because I'm still a little traumatized.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happened, but here's the story of this is what I'm going to tell, and you can correct me if I'm wrong at any point in this.
Yep.
So I'm sitting there doing my job yesterday like a normal person. And I turned around and you were there.
I appeared.
You were the pharmacist.
Yes.
What was her name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. The very nice girl.
Yes.
Very nice girl. And they're standing there. And what is this? Mm-hmm. This is very odd. and you said, and it was like she was prompting you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You said, can I give you a shot?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all you said, like right out of the blue. No, like preamble. How are you today? Just can I give you a shot?
You were with a customer. I was like, hey, we needed to cut the chit chat. We need to get down to business. Here's what I want.
And what kind of shot? A flu shot? What are you asking me here? And you said, no, I need to. It's just a saline solution. I think Caitlin stepped. Oh, just a saline solution.
Yes.
Okay. I guess.
Yeah.
And I said, have you ever given a shot before?
No, and you were my first person.
You said no. Now, right there.
You had already agreed. You didn't even ask me more questions.
No, I asked you that
before
I agreed. And I thought, oh, man, this is bad. So I go over there, and I'm sitting in the pharmacy, and you, I said, have you done anything before? I practice on an orange.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And I said, how's the orange?
Yeah, and I showed you the orange.
You showed me the orange. It looked, you know, a little damaged, but it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're back there. Now, here's the problem. You have me sitting out there, and there's no wall between you and Caitlin and me.
Right.
And I hear her back there pep-talking you. And she's saying, now, don't be nervous. Don't have shaky hands.
I was a little nervous.
And I'm thinking, you don't have shaky hands. I'm the one who's about to get shot.
Have you ever given a vaccine before? It's scary.
It's not so funny getting the vaccine, let me tell you.
It was just as terrifying on this end, let me tell you. You have to get down at the right angle, and she's sitting there over my shoulder. She's like, all right, breathe, the 45-degree angle. Oh. You got to go in straight. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No, and I'm hearing all this.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, and she says, don't shake. And I'm thinking, I'm shaking now. And then Susan comes over, God bless her heart, and she says, you're really going to let her put a needle in you? I said, I guess.
Hey, after you left, Susan also let me give her a vaccine as well.
Why not before me?
She actually, I don't know. I don't know.
I
wanted you to be the special first recipient.
So then, let me tell you this. And then, all of a sudden, there's paperwork.
Yes. Yeah, we have to do a little bit just in case, you know, anything goes wrong.
All of a sudden, paperwork comes on. They want to know my medical history. And I'm thinking, what is this all about? Have you had this? Have you had that? Have you had this? Have you had that? You know, like you need to, like for my obituary, you're going to need this stuff. So then that goes away. We need to know your insurance company. We need to know your insurance. Is this costing money? What's going on here? Do I have to pay to do this?
No, it was totally free.
Why do you need all that information?
I think it was just more of a liability thing. They're like, here's the standard vaccine paperwork. Just go ahead, fill out the prompts, like going through the motions.
I was told by Caitlin the reason that I had to do that was because they wanted you to get the full experience.
Oh, maybe that's it. They didn't tell me. I'm just saying, there was a lot of me going and blind yesterday. So,
yeah, I understand that.
Yes.
So then she comes over to give the shot. Now, it was a warm day yesterday, and I just had a button-up shirt on. So immediately we had trouble right off the bat, because, you know, how are you going to get your shirt up above your arm? And they had the needle out there. And they said, well, we can give it to you in the back of your arm. I mean, I've never had a shot in the back of my arm in my life.
Listen, for the vaccine training, I had to do 2 intramuscular vaccines and 1 subcutaneous. And you were the recipient of the subcutaneous. It was supposed to go in the, like, fat of your arm, not into the muscle. So that's why I was supposed to be down at that angle in the back of your arm. You got that one.
It didn't start that way, though.
No, it changed as well.
And tell me if I'm lying here. The girl, God bless her heart, Caitlin, mm-hmm. when I can't pull the shirt up any further than it's already up, This is what she says to me. I swear on my life, this is what she says. She says, well, you can take your arm out of your shirt. Michaels, I'm going to disrobe at Kroger. I'm just take my shirt off over there at Kroger. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Did she not say that?
No, she probably did. I've heard her say that to other customers.
What is she thinking?
I
wouldn't do that if I needed a vaccine right then or I was going to die in 5 minutes.
I don't know. Some people are willing. Like, I've seen a lot of people in the corner of the Kroger pharmacy, and I'm like, jump scare. Like, I didn't need to see that much.
When she said that, I about walked out.
You were like, no.
I wouldn't even want to finish my shift. Yeah. I was going to walk out of the whole plaza. This is too much. I'm traumatized. You're giving me a shot. Mm-hmm. The girl wants me to take my shirt off in the middle of Kroger. I can't take it anymore. I got to get out of here.
Well, I bet she heard your comments about people shouldn't be breastfeeding in public.
Exactly.
And then she was like, huh, let's make Scott take his shirt
That's
off
what you
and
said.
See
Take your shirt
how he
off
likes
right
it.
In the Kroger
yeah.
there, please. So when I realized, well, that wasn't going to be happening, then they go back to get another needle.
We had to get a shorter one.
We got to do a change up on the needles. So I'm still sitting there just waiting. It's like going to the chair. It's like you're just waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I swear, they come back, and this, it's only funny when it's not you. I'm sitting there in the chair, and the Caitlin, the pharmacist, is saying to her, just relax, just relax, just relax, and I'm there about to get this needle. I need to relax, because I'm tense.
You were composed so well, though.
I really was.
I didn't know you were nervous. I mean,
I wasn't nervous. I was not nervous, because I figured, you know what, if you hurt me, I'm going to tell everybody tomorrow morning that you hurt me. So So I just dropped my arm down and let it go limp. Okay, I let my arm go limp. Uh-huh. And then she's... pinch his arm, jam the needle in. I thought this is like torture. You want to pinch me, then you want to jam a needle in me?
Yeah, and I was like nervous as I'll get out. So I'm like taking my sweet old time too. And I'm like, okay, we got to like make sure I'm at the right angle.
And she had gloves on.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And I had to be like wiped down sanitary like 3 or 4 times. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, it's just like a regular vaccine, just sodium chloride.
But the punchline to this story is that I really barely felt that it went in.
Yay!
Yeah, she did a good job.
My first vaccine.
Yeah, so it was very, very good. So, was any of that a lie? Any embellishment in that story at all?
That was a very accurate telling of what went on yesterday.
See, Matt thought I might have embellished it a little bit. No, she was nervous.
I was nervous. That was my first one.
I did not think you embellished it a little bit.
So my question is, how did I end up on that list? Because I put on... this is funny, because I did put on Facebook, because we had the pictures from the night before, and I said, I don't remember what I wrote, but it was something to the effect of, Carrington gave me her first shot today. I never wanted to be that close to anybody. That's a little funny. Because you know what? Go ahead, and I'm going to tell you what I thought.
I chose you because Caitlin was like, we got to find somebody that will get a vaccine. Last time we asked somebody from up front and they were okay with it. And then she starts, I was like, okay, well, will you come with me? Like, come help me find someone. Because I'm nervous, you know? I was like, I don't want to give somebody a shot, let alone ask them if I can give them a shot.
Why are you giving people shots anyways? How'd you end up being, aren't you a communications major?
Yes, I'm getting my senior tech certification in the pharmacy, which is like one of the top certification things, and now the pharmacy technicians are able to give vaccines with this training. So I watched some videos online and practiced on an orange, and then here you were. Yeah. And I went 3 vaccines later, and I'm qualified to give vaccines now. So
now, how did I end up meeting the person?
I saw you out front, and I was like, oh, let's ask Scott.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it'd be great. And I was like, if he agrees, it'll be funny. If he doesn't agree, oh, well. Like,
that's a story, too.
Uh-huh.
Here's what I thought. I thought, you know, this is an interesting thing, because I thought, that's a little close for somebody. I want to put a needle in you.
Yeah, if you asked me, I would have said no.
There you go.
No.
So
if
you
any of you would have asked me, no.
No, you would have said yes.
No, I would not. I don't.
You would not have said yes to that?
No.
And I said yes to it?
Yeah, no,
Why didn't you tell me that little tidbit of information before I went over there?
I am scared of needles. Like, it would have been me sweating. Like, I would have been maybe on the verge of tears. Like, it would have been a whole production. I would have not been a good vaccine first time.
No, I'm saying if I would ask you for something that maybe you're not petrified of, but just because I know you, you would do it.
Yes, yeah.
Because I thought that's what I thought I was doing.
Yes.
I'm not petrified of needles. I know you. You need this done. Okay, I'll go do it.
Yes.
Now, honest to God, if somebody else would have asked me, I wouldn't have done it.
Really?
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Thank you.
Why would I do that?
I know. I was surprised you said yes. I was like, oh, that was so easy.
Well, did you see how I said yes? I didn't know.
It seemed pretty like there was no questioning. There was no It was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, great. Like,
well, I mean, I've had vaccines in my life. It's not.
I know. I have too, but I would have been like, oh, no.
No, if it had got, I just wish I'd have known, like, the preamble that I was going to get. You should not have brought me over until you went through all your jitters.
Well, I had to start with someone. Somebody was going to be the first person.
No, I'm just saying that whole conversation I did not need to hear once I got over there about how nervous you were and what should I, and calm down, relax. That was the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, we had to just, like, get it all drawn up correctly and
she should have taken you, like, into the bathroom and gave you the pep talk or something.
Yeah, shut up.
So, now, Matt, you're petrified of needles as well. We've learned this over the course of this program. Well, what do you think?
There would have been, like, if Carrington were to walk over to me and ask me if she could give me a shot, I would have just, without hesitation, just no.
Because you're scared of needles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it were something that you were willing to do, not fearful of.
I guess, maybe.
See, but no, the thing I was getting to there was I did that Facebook post and nobody understood what that meant. It was too literal, I guess.
Yeah, they hear shot and they're probably like, oh my God, getting lit out here?
Yeah,
like,
your friends did not understand what shot meant. And even though it was what should I have said? Poke?
Vaccine, maybe?
Vaccine? But you didn't give me a vaccine.
I know, it wasn't really a
vaccine.
Just
saline.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turned out okay. But, Caleb, would you have done this?
Absolutely.
Liar.
No, I would have.
Yeah, Caleb, I actually have to do one
more. Oh, here you go.
I have to do three. Okay. And I've done two. I'll come
you. You don't walk yourself into it, Caleb.
Will you be there tomorrow?
I don't know. It depends if we're going to on a trip tomorrow.
You're making a mistake by, I'm telling you right now. But anyway.
I'll find you sometime in the coming weeks.
Okay.
It's all you.
You didn't walk yourself
into it, Caleb.
It's all you. All right. Well, that takes me off the hook.
Oh, yeah.
Because as I was walking away, Caitlin said, we'll come get you later on. We'll come get you next time or something like that. Yeah.
And you were like, oh, gosh, not me again.
Well, no, it didn't hurt, so I don't have any fear of it. It's just, you know, that was the first time was a little strange.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was strange on both ends. Don't worry.
There was a lot to that.
Yeah, there definitely was. I'm glad that you got to experience it. Thanks for coming along.
Yeah, well, see, I think you owe me.
I do. I am indebted to you.
Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. Till you depart.
Oh my
gosh.
You
are indebted to me. Well, I think that's a forever.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that was the shot story, and what can you do?
It didn't sound that bad.
You're fine. You're good now. All is well.
Yeah, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, come on. It was saline.
Yeah, but that's salt.
Yeah. Okay.
You raised my blood pressure.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was lightheaded all day yesterday after that. It just went bad. All right, 740-383-9944 is the telephone number if you'd like to call in. Thanksgiving coming up this week. Now, we talked about this on the television show the other night, which is on YouTube now. Well, it came out today. Just search Exchange Scott Spears. That's what I've been talking like ever since I got that shot. Exchange Scott Spears, and you can see the episode. Mary Ellen Withrow is the special guest. But Thanksgiving coming up. Big Thanksgiving plans?
I don't have big ones, honestly.
Watch the dog show.
Dog show, obviously.
Lord.
Number one priority.
Dog show.
The parade as well.
The parade.
The Purina dog show.
I can't watch the dog
show. Mary Ellen was excited about this.
Well, Mary Ellen and you can watch the dog show.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry, and we'll enjoy it. Let me think. My family is coming over to our house. I think we're having dinner in the evening, so I'm going to starve all morning. And
got a small family, is what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, just immediate family for the most part, and my grandparents. So.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Matt, your thing doesn't look like it's going to happen, right?
I mean,
you're having Thanksgiving, but
yeah.
Your little rabbit hunt.
No.
I haven't asked any of the older people. But they are most likely going to say no. But I'm going to ask. Well, I mean, I guess Caleb's here. Caleb, You want to go hunting on Thanksgiving? Want to go rabbit hunting?
Absolutely.
Look at that.
Well, there you go. There'll be a rabbit hunt now.
Now we got to ask, like...
It'll be the younger generation.
Yeah,
we'll
now we got to ask, like, you know, the three others.
Yeah.
So, no, somebody's going to get shot. That's what's going to happen.
No.
Nobody will be back here next week.
It'll be a fun story.
It'll be a fun story to tell.
It'll be a good story.
Be like a shot story.
Yeah, it'll be back-to-back weeks of someone getting shot.
Exactly. But that, in that case, nobody's going to live to tell the tale.
Oh, you never know.
Well.
So, your Thanksgiving's very similar to Matt. You'll be at the same place.
Right.
Doing the same thing.
Probably.
A good time. All right. Well, there you go. That's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving this year, I think, will be nice. I think it's, there's a lot going on, though, after Thanksgiving, that it seems like once Thanksgiving is gone, man, it's right into the holidays.
Oh, yeah. The rush of it starts. The day after Thanksgiving, my family's going to cut down a Christmas tree together.
Well, see, I hate real trees.
We get one every year.
I just can't take it. All those needles, and then you got to keep it watered, or it gets those big gaping holes in it.
Oh yeah, no, it's a piece of work. But my mom really loves Christmas.
Oh, Christmas is. I like Christmas. Christmas is okay.
I know, but she needs the real tree.
Really?
Yeah.
I respect the real tree.
No, the real tree is difficult.
I also respect the real tree. My grandma used to get my grandma and grandpa used to have one every year for a while, but then. I do believe one of her dogs was eating the pine needles, so it was making the dog sick. So
then the tree also fell onto the dog.
And then they had to no longer get
But the dog was fine.
Dog was fine.
Were the ornaments on the tree okay?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Nobody knows. Okay.
Well, I should mention that on Wednesday morning, Matt will be here for our big Thanksgiving celebration, Thanksgiving Eve, when we have... this started 3 years ago. We had the turkey pizza. Last year, we had the pumpkin pie pizza. I'm not sure what we're going to have this year, but maybe cranberry pizza. The pumpkin pie pizza might be making a return. The pumpkin pie pizza was good, so that'll be good. And then next Friday, a week from today, during the morning shift, Bob Welsh will be in when we have the lighting of our Christmas tree in here. And Bob will be bringing a Christmas-themed pizza. Last year, it was a fruitcake pizza. I'm not sure what it'll be this year. Maybe a fruitcake pizza again. But that's fun. He brought an ornament last year. Wait till you see our tree. Our tree's kind of interesting because we have a tree topper that Bob gave us 2 years ago that is a WGH star made of real pizza crust.
Oh, that can't be sanitary.
Well, no, it's been shellacked.
Oh.
It's like that. That was real pizza crust up there in the corner.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's shellacked like that, so it's glossy.
Okay.
What is that?
I
know we're going to make you eat it.
Yeah, it's just interesting to decorate the top of your tree with pizza crust. I've never thought to do that before.
Well, you got to have a unique thing.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. Yeah. I'm just now learning about it.
And then because we have a $5,000 reward for Lottie Boy's dog collar, last year we had a Lottie, he gave us a Lottie Boy ornament to put on the tree.
Aww. That's cute.
Yeah. So it's always fun. That's fun. And next Friday when we're sitting here, there'll be a tree lit up. We have a lot of decorations, and they'll fill this room. Trust me, we'll have them everywhere. Well, we have wreaths that'll be up on this sign. We have a Christmas tree that'll be over there with the lights and the topper and all that. And we have beads. We have Santa Claus, which sings. All kinds of stuff.
We're going to be so festive.
This room will look very festive at that point.
The ambiance is just going to be holiday.
You know, it is the busiest time, but doing radio at Christmas is the most enjoyable time.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think it will be fun.
It's just a lot of fun. There's always a topic, and there's always something interesting. And when you come to the studio on a Friday night, and it's dark outside and kind of cool, and you come in, and it's all the lights and all the music, and it's fun.
Oh, by the way, my language.
By the way, we play a Christmas song every hour on this station starting Thursday night. So every hour... When we do the top of the hour news and weather, you'll hear one Christmas song every hour.
Yay!
Yeah, so all kinds of festive stuff coming up. And, then the Christmas party. We don't know when that's going to be. It'll be 7 o'clock at night, so it's, you know, most people can make that. But I think it's the 19th or the 21st, so we'll figure that out as time goes on. But that's fun. We all get together. We've been doing that for 10 years. We all get together. The whole staff gets together. And during one half of it, we do 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. People talk about their Christmas memories. And then the second hour is a complete sing-along with the whole staff and all the people who come. Because we have people out in the hallway, we have people in the foyer, we have people in here, but we all get together and sing Christmas songs for about an hour.
Okay.
It's fun.
That's a lot of Christmas songs.
Well, not really, because it's usually... Trust me, you'll Everybody comes back to it. They think it's a nightmare, but when they actually participate in it, everybody's so happy that night. We're like days away from Christmas. Everybody's together. We have a lot of fun. Last year, Buckeye Guy and Mary Ellen were there. It was a lot of fun.
Yay, that sounds like fun.
So that's Christmas coming up, and we're all excited. Now, we'll do our first topic here. Christmassy topic a little bit. Apparently, somebody at Fox News his last name is what was his last name? I think it was James. If I'm getting that wrong, one of the anchors on Fox News apparently did not like the fact that Target is selling a Pride Nutcracker. You know the Nutcrackers from mm-hmm. from. Okay, well apparently he's got a Pride flag, a rainbow flag. He didn't like that, and they have African American Santa Clauses in wheelchairs. And he did not like that. He did not feel this was Christmas. So, do you have a problem with either one of these things being sold at Target, Matt?
No. I mean.
This guy at Fox was a little cranky about the whole thing.
I don't have any problem with it. I think they sound kind of goofy, though.
Well, there was a whole big thing a few years ago about what color is Santa Claus. This to me is the silliest thing in the world. It's Santa Claus. Whatever color you want him to be is what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. If he doesn't like those things, just don't buy them. They're for a pretty like niche audience, it sounds like. So let them buy those up and enjoy that holiday wheelchair.
Yeah, but
wheelchair.
Why do people criticize stuff like this?
I don't know. It's obviously going to cause some backlash because it's like somebody likes it enough for them to produce it. So what's the point?
I mean, if a pride person wants a nutcracker, why not give it to them?
Yeah, Target did.
Target did.
I don't see a reason why not to let them.
Apparently it's a pretty cheap item, like $7 or something like that.
Hmm. Yeah, no, that's weird that he's so
people feel that there's a war on Christmas. That, I don't know why there is this thing. I've worked in retail for a long time. Nobody has ever come up to me and said, don't say Merry Christmas, don't do this. I don't know where this war on Christmas is.
Yeah, they're always like, oh, you should say Happy Holidays and not Merry Christmas.
Who says that?
I used to work at Kohl's, and they...
Oh, Kohl's said that?
Kohl's said that.
Maybe that's Kohl's.
When
I was, years ago, worked at Sears, nothing like that.
Yeah, and it was just like the management. I think whenever I worked at Disney last year at Christmas time, they were also, Happy Holidays. We don't really do Merry Christmas.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
I had one or two customers at Kroger tell me that last year.
Well, customers are different. It's the management dictating what you can and cannot say.
You just kind of, yep.
I don't understand. Do you?
No.
Do you think these are bad things?
No, not
so
at
do
all.
So do you think that the Fox News man should be getting all upset about this?
I mean, no, but you can't please anyone with everything.
No, but I think he's got too much time on his hands. It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
Yeah, if he's getting upset about this already, it's like, I bet there's going to be more holiday things that are going to bother him.
Aren't there all kinds of goofy things, though? I mean, the other day I saw Grinch whoopee cushions. I mean, there are just goofy items.
Did he have a reason for being upset about it? Like,
He made some kind of off-handed joke about how does Santa Claus get down the chimney in a wheelchair. I mean, it was not good humor.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
But whatever. Maybe that's his audience.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he needs a good nutcracker.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll get him through the holidays.
We should find out his, like, address and send them to him.
Does anybody have chestnuts anymore?
Like, the actual nut?
Yeah.
Like, we did at my house. We used to have a nut bowl where, like, during the holidays.
You had a nut bowl?
Yeah. A bowl of, like, nuts and the nut-cracking tool. And
somebody get the nut bowl.
Get the nut bowl out.
So you don't have a nutcracker?
We had some decorative ones, but, like, for an actual, like, what's sitting in the bowl next to the nuts, it was this, like, handheld nut-cracking device.
Well, nut-cracking device.
Nut-cracking device.
I'm sure it's a nutcracker.
It probably is. It's just not your stereotypical one with the face and the jaw.
Somebody get the nut-cracking device. We need to straighten somebody out over here. Get the nut-cracking device. I don't know. I don't understand any of this. Anyway, on to the next topic here. This is interesting. I found this fascinating. Gwyneth Paltrow, you know who that is? Actress?
I heard the name, yeah.
Actress. She's in her second marriage, And she was interviewed this week about why is your second marriage working better than your first? They all end at some point. But regardless, she said because she married a man who is like her father. She married her father. And that's why this one works. Now, there's a famous psychiatrist, and I didn't have time to look it up, but there's a famous psychiatrist who says that all people, everybody, marry their mother. The person who has traits like their mother. What do you think about it? You think a good marriage could come out of marrying your father, which is what she's saying, or do you think maybe you marry your mother? Subconsciously, you don't do this, but that's what you look for, because most people's first nurturer was their mother. And that's who you look for in a relationship, not purposely, but that's what happens. And that's why people get into bad relationships, because some people's mothers were not great.
I don't know if I buy it.
Yeah,
me neither.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just telling you this is what the story was.
I know, like, I obviously took, like, some psychology classes in college, and they talked about how, like, Sigmund Freud is a pretty odd man, and he believed that people were, like, sexually attracted to their opposite sex parent. So this is reminding me of that. It's just whenever they're young and stuff, like... Everything was related back to sex stuff.
But don't you,
Freud.
Well, yeah, he was the sex man. But yes. What I'm saying is that do you think this is going to work out for Gwyneth Paltrow when she is saying verbally, I married a man like my father?
Yeah, I guess if she likes her father and she likes his characteristics.
But is that what you want in a relationship?
No.
Your father?
No.
Yeah.
It's just that she married somebody, you know, you obviously grow up with your parents and your family, and so you're used to their characteristics and mannerisms. So if you find someone that has similar traits, that might be kind of comforting in a way, but I probably wouldn't express it as, I married my father.
She did.
To each their own. But.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, personally, I wouldn't come out and say, I married my mother. Like, that's
why
just
Why don't people say that? I think what psychologists are saying is that's what people do. That if you look at your husband or wife, you can somehow compare that to your mother. That there are similarities.
I mean, I don't know.
What do you think, Matt?
I think that there are only so many characteristics that can go around. I think there are bound to be some overlaps, but I don't think that I guess people necessarily pick their relationships based off of, I guess, traits from their parents.
You'd probably stay around longer if it was your mother or your father, because you've grown used to that. I mean, nobody's going to be exactly like your mother or father, but if they had traits like that, I could see why you'd probably stay around longer.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's just kind of a comfort thing. Like, they're used to that sort of behavior, so it seems...
I don't know. I think there could be something to this, because, you know, people who get married over and over and over, they're obviously looking for something that they're never going to find, but what is it?
I don't know.
I think they're looking for, like, Hallmark movie love.
So, you know, I think so.
Non-existent.
I think they're just depressed people. I think they need help.
I think that people sometimes just misinterpret relationships where there's not going to be, like, bad times and stuff. I think you just have to find somebody that's like, hey, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, but we're making a commitment and we'll figure it out together.
Yeah, but you know what? It all goes south eventually. It really does. And, you know, I don't want to poo-poo anything, but it really does. It all goes south. And all married people out there listening are saying, well, it didn't go south with me. I'm telling you, at some point, you reach a point with that person where you say, do I really want to stick it out? And the more times you get divorced, the easier it is to get out. Because you know you've done that. You know how to do it. Some people have become experts at filling out that paperwork. So it's just a thing.
Yeah.
I think that you can only have the same conversation with somebody so many times before you get tired of having that conversation. And I think that the chances that new topics of conversation come up are a lot less than the conversation that you're going to have.
One person only has so many stories. You know, you eventually are going to run to the end of your rope.
Right.
You know, as I was saying earlier today with one of the pastors who was on the station, you know, COVID time was interesting because you couldn't go to restaurants and you couldn't go to certain places. So you really had to be creative in what you did with people during COVID. And I thought that was one of the better times that I had, because you really had to be creative. I did more things outside and in places I never would have gone or been to just because of the circumstance. And I think that was good. Nothing had to do with money, because really at that point it was hard to spend money because you couldn't get in anywhere.
Unless you were online shopping. That's what I did.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in one of those, you were in one of your relationships during that point?
I was. We weren't allowed to see each other, though.
Well, why is that?
Well, because he didn't live at my house, so we weren't
allowed to... Oh, you were that strict about it, huh?
Not me.
Oh, he was.
His mom. How old was this boy? 18. We were like 18 at the time.
Was he 18? Oh, he was 18.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's understandable, I guess.
Don't roll your eyes at me.
Well, that's an interesting relationship.
Yeah, that's just how it was at the time.
In any event, I don't know. I had fun during the COVID. I mean, I was safe. I wore a mask when I went somewhere, and I did all that. I got the vaccinations. But I just didn't... It was interesting trying to figure out things to do on the weekend.
I don't think that much changed during COVID. I honestly forget that the whole COVID period existed, because not much changed for me. I still went up, and I mean... Once we started going back to school, everything really was basically back to normal at that point. I'd wake up, go to work.
I mean, that was a year and a half in. I'm talking that year and a half. I mean, you couldn't go into a restaurant. Everything had to be takeout or fast food. You couldn't go into stores for a while without wearing a mask or standing 6 feet apart from somebody. You couldn't go to museums. You couldn't go in certain buildings. It was strange.
Those just weren't things I really did. And also
all sporting events were canceled.
The stores being closed and hours being constricted, that's part of the reason why online shopping took off the way it did during COVID.
Well, I remember going to Put-in Bay during that. And, you know, there were certain things you couldn't do on Put-in Bay, which made me do other things that maybe I hadn't done before, like go on the trails and do things like that, which ended up being fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I spent a lot of time outside also. I went on walks a lot.
Because you were alone?
Yeah, with my family.
How were they?
They were good. It was a time.
I enjoyed. I lived alone during that time, so when I went home, it was fine. And when I wanted to go out, I went out with somebody. And you had to be creative, and that's why I think it was an interesting time. Went to a lot of different places during that time. It was a good time. How was your COVID?
I mean, it was just the same.
I think you better come up with creative things if you're going to be with somebody forever. I guess is what I'm saying.
Right.
And you better not be money-driven.
Mm-hmm. That was a big circle back moment there.
Well, I just think we've gotten to the point now where it can be money-driven again. But during COVID, it didn't really matter. Because you could spend money to go have a nice meal and sit down somewhere. It didn't matter. You couldn't go have a meal and sit down somewhere. You could spend money to go to a hotel on a big trip. But, I mean, I went to New York during COVID, and you could actually park on the street in Manhattan. It was crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
So everything was depleted. It really wasn't about money.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
So I think this is how we find the right people, and if it's your mother or your father, whatever. I don't remember any girl in my life I ever thought was my mother. I don't think any of them were like my mother.
Yeah, I've never, since I said that the psych classes, I had learned about that. So I had looked in some of my boyfriends to be like, oh, I've seen a little bit of similar characteristics. But I've never said that that's my dad. No. Yeah,
that's interesting. Well, listen, we're going to come back. We got to talk about Christmas in the Village. We're going to talk about the fruitcake toss. We're going to talk about, next Saturday's big Christmas in Marion. Big, big, big event. Next Saturday, we've got Matt, Caleb, and Carrington. We're coming back in 15 minutes. Get some cheese dip and some Doritos and whatever you got. We'll be back in 15.
When it comes to alcohol, the kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party.